is time to talk Dictionary of Sydney. Nicole Carmer joins me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm just stunned that this topic has not come up before. Sydney's first ever bank robbery.
Australia's first ever bank robbery. And of course it happened in Sydney. Where else?
Of course it did.
But it's a new article published in the Dictionary of Sydney by Dictionary of Sydney volunteer Neil Radford. So I'm very excited to bring this story to you today.
Yeah. It's just,
So it was actually the 14th of September, 1828, when the strong room of the Bank of Australia, which is actually on Lower George Street, so in the Rocks, kind of opposite Essex Street.
Located around there.
Was actually breached by thieves, and they'd spent several weeks tunneling into the vault underneath the bank via the sewer.
Oh,
pleasant.
Very pleasant at the time, I'm sure.
And it was actually the convict stonemason Thomas Turner who had actually worked on the strong room. And he had told a fellow convict, there were convicts everywhere.
Oh, of course, it was 1828. Yeah.
James Dingle, that the drain had actually was adjoining the strong room. So he'd worked on it. So he knew, he was aware of that kind of little weakness.
It doesn't look like quite a weakness.
Yeah. And so Dingle actually recruited a whole kind of slew of other convicts and ex-convicts, including George Farrell, William Blackstone, John Creighton, and Valentine Rourke. And actually it was a collection, they all had kind of different roles to play. And it was over a number of weeks that they were removed the bricks to the strong room. So it was gradual, eventually got there on the 14th of September. And when they broke through, they stole £14,000 worth of loot. And so we're talking notes, we're talking some gold and silver coins that Radford estimates it to be the equivalent of $20 million today. But as we know, that conversion can vary.
A lot.
But it was just a lot of money. Let's just put it
like
that.
A huge amount of money.
And so the next day, as you can imagine, bank staff were very, very shocked to find that the strong room had been breached. And the bank's directors offered a reward of £100 for information leading to the successful arrest and conviction of the robbers. And Governor Ralph Darling offered a free pardon to any of the perpetrators who were willing to come forward and rat on their colleagues.
Ooh, Darling.
And on top of that,
dare you.
And the bank also guaranteed the informer free passage back to England, which would have been extremely attractive to the convicts and former convicts.
They really, really wanted to find out what had happened.
A lot of money. It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
And we're talking about, you know, still relatively early days for the colony, so a lot of money. And so over time, a very small portion of the £14,000 was recovered. For example, £140 was found hidden in a public toilet in the Rocks. Can that still be used?
A lot of toilet kind of things going on with this robbery.
sewers,
and public dunnies.
I didn't notice that. Yes, that's right. And a bundle of £50 notes were found under a rock near Liverpool Street.
These are not good hiding spots.
No, you were. Well, there may have not been many places in early colonial Sydney. And it was actually not until 1830, so 2 years after the robbery, that Blackstone confessed.
One
of the robbers confessed and named his accomplices. So he obviously wanted that £100.
Did he get a trip back to
England? And, well, he did get his £100, but he refused the trip back. Apparently, you know, the weather's maybe better here. but unfortunately for him, he was actually convicted a couple of years after winning his £100 and ratting on his colleagues for a couple of other robberies and was transported to Norfolk Island anyway.
Oof.
And actually, the following year, after he'd told on his colleagues, it was Dingle and Farrell who were tried alongside a Thomas Woodward, who'd actually received some of the stolen money. So he was tried for that. And Farrell and Dingle were transported to Norfolk Island. So ended up meeting up with Blackstone anyway.
Who'd ratted them out.
Ooh. And Woodward was sentenced to 14 years. So it was pretty serious. And then the others had either died or left the country, so that it was just not possible to kind of pursue them. The loot, in the meantime, was actually never fully recovered.
Never, ever.
And, you know, there were rumours, of course, the rumour mill after that went nuts. And there was one rumour that the coins were submerged in Darling Harbour. never, of course, found. So who knows? And in 1893, so about 65 years after the actual robbery, a woman came forward and claimed the bank's gold and silver were buried near Mrs. Macquarie's chair. But excavations proved fruitless in the end. And so the mystery remains. And I just, you know, one day I hope that somehow...
This is why I'm amazed this isn't better known. I'm stunned there's not still a cottage industry of people digging up around Sydney.
Every single Sydney sider should be like spending their weekends trying to find this loot.
The missing gold. 1828. Look, it's an incredible story. Even the idea of these convicts coming together as some kind of almost Ocean's 11, like everyone with their own roles.
It was a bit Ocean's 11.
I'd watch a movie about this quite happily.
Colonial style. Yes, yes. We put it out there. We called it first.
Nicole, this is incredible. So you said it's a brand new article from a volunteer.
Yep.
It is up on...
From Neil Radford, and it's at dictionarysydney.org.
Well, that is amazing. And I suggest everyone go and read it because it's a cracker of a story. This is sadly the last time you and I will be doing this.
Yes, the last. And so we went out with a bang.
We did go out with a bang with, you know, the great lost history of Australia's first ever robbery. Nicole, thank you so much. Dictionary of Sydney has been an absolute delight. And of course, it will be back next week.
Oh, it's been our pleasure. Thank you.
We'll be sticking around on breakfast. Thank you very much.